At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. Game Time Decisions live on a Monday night. Game 5 NBA Finals. Big time coverage requires a big time guy. That's Brian Fonseca stopping by to talk a little Celtics Mavs. And Brian, I know that you've been kind of asking the question, you know, is do we have the right set of circumstances for a 3-0 comeback? One leg down. What do you think heading into Game 5?
Somebody's going to do it at some point. I don't think it's going to be Dallas, but I mean, look, we'll see if they can at least push this to six, because three times in NBA history has a team been up 3-0 in the finals and still had to play a game six. Two of those were before 1952. The other one was in 1996 with the Bulls and the Sonics. Michael Jordan had Sean Kemp and Gary Payton down 3-0. I think that was actually the 72 win Bulls. And then the Sonics won by 20 and then won again in game five. And then there was a game six in which Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and everybody else put a stop to that. So with Dallas, and I heard Bill Simmons and Ryan Russillo say that the series should really be 2.5 to 1.5. I kind of agree. It doesn't feel like a 3-1. It doesn't feel like a 2-2. So I think you know, we'll see what Kristaps Porzingis, because there's some news that came out about his availability again, allegedly. But Luka Doncic, I mean, listen, I still haven't seen the Luka Doncic cursing out everybody in the crowd game. F-U, F-U, F-U. I get 40 points tonight. I haven't seen that yet. I haven't seen Kyrie have a great game. So we're making these excuses for Boston being like, oh, you know, they haven't shot well. They haven't done this. They haven't done that. And it's like Dallas hasn't played that well offensively either. So Somebody's got to, you know, progress here.
I want to say the 2.5 to 1.5 thing, right? And I get the premise of it. But that is why I think sometimes, you know, when you say, hey, I like Celtics in six, Mavericks in five, whatever, it's relevant and it's not. Because at the end of the day, the reason that this series is on the line is because Dallas couldn't get it done in game two, right? That's what this comes down to. That is, yes. And Boston was, to me, always winning game one and always winning a game in Dallas. True, true. So that meant the Mavericks had to win game two. Boston played to level that put it on the plate. The Mavericks offense didn't show up until the most recent game that we just saw. The question, I think, moving forward is, can the Dallas offense sustain? Because the Boston offense still hasn't shown up. Now, they only need to show up once, though. Because, again, that's what happens when you lose the swing game. It is why I will say this, Brian. I think Dallas can win tonight. At no point do I think they can win this series. There is no way we get out of here with seven games of Boston underachieving on offense for all seven games. I do not see that as a possibility.
No, I think what you want is, unless you're a Celtics fan, you want this to be over immediately. Or if you're somebody who has a vacation plan, you want this to be over immediately. But if you're in the content space, and you do what we do for a living, I hate the word content, but you know, it is what it is. You want this to be pushed to six because you just want people's butts to get tight. You just want there to be a little bit of nerves around like this series. And Dallas makes it very interesting if they can win this tonight. I thought the key, and this is where they lost the series, I thought Dallas makes this series winnable if they split in Boston, because I felt like they were going to split in Dallas. I felt comfortable being like, all right, Boston's going to get one of those. Dallas will get one of those. The key was split in Boston, which is to say they can win a road game. Like, they're a good road team. Luka Doncic is a very good, very good. I don't know if in any playoff series in his career he's gone winless on the road. I don't know if that's the case, except for the Golden State one, because that was a 4-1 series. Maybe. But I think in every other playoff series he's had, he's won at least one road game, maybe even multiple, because they often play as the underdog in the series, which is why it's insane that they're in the finals this year, because they were the underdog in pretty much every series that they played. So I think here, this makes this game very interesting. And I think if Kristaps Porzingis is available, which they're saying he is, again, I mean, if he's actually going to play, I think him playing at significantly less than 100% is worse than him not being out there at all. So if he's playing, he has to be good. It's not just he can't show up and give you what OG Anunoby did in that game 7 against the Pacers.
Oh, God, no.
You know, he can't show up and just go 2-for-7 and score 4 points. Like, he has to actually make an imprint on the game, especially on defense, too.
I will tell people this, and it was a very, very, very defeating moment as a full LeBron guy, which means any, you know, Lakers playoffs games, my full attention. And they were playing the Suns the year after winning the title. A series, by the way, just quickly, if people want to rewrite history, they were obviously going to win if AD didn't get hurt. And AD miraculously was coming back. And Devin Booker put AD in pick and roll every single possession until AD checked out of the game. There wasn't many of them. If Kristaps steps on that court at 60%, he won't get away with it. Yeah, I mean, he won't.
Come here, Luke. That's, come here, KP. That's what Luke is going to be doing.
Every possession.
Like, come here.
He will not get away with it. I'm telling you right now. So tell me then, Brian, are there any angles that you're looking to play here in this game? Anything that you're looking for in Game 5?
I took P.J. Washington over 11.5 points. My favorite prop for the game. Because he hit that in Games 1, 2, and 3, which were standard, pretty standard basketball games. Last time he only played 14 minutes. This is the only time he's played less than 25 minutes in the playoffs. And that's because they didn't need him to do anything else, because they just whooped on Boston for basically the entire game. So I think this is a buy low, bounce back, whatever you want to call it, spot for PJ Washington, who's been averaging 12.5 per game this series, who's been the third option definitively in the playoffs, and is going to have some decent looks, because there will be some pressure, a lot of pressure, on Kyrie Irving in particular, but also some on Luka Doncic as well, who's going to have the ball for the majority of the game. And I also took Al Horford over 1.5 steals and blocks combined, because he's gotten that twice in series, and that was in the event that Kristaps Porzingis doesn't play much or whatever. But it's kind of Porzingis proof, because he did it in game 1, and then he did it in game 3, one with KP, one without. And for what it's worth, I mean, while he will be in a lot of the actions defensively, and that's part of it, nobody probably wants to win this more than that dude. So, you know, can he get 2 steals? Can he get 2 blocks? Can he get 1 of each? But he's been going over that regularly, I think 7 of his last 9 in playoff games.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me. I think Al's It's particularly interesting, right? Because there's a lot of guys who look like they're in line for some big bounce back spots with the blowout nature of that game amplifying it. I've never seen, maybe you remember one that I don't, Brian, in any round, a team pull before the fourth quarter, which is what Boston did with about 2 minutes left in the third. So again, you know, you had key guys not getting anywhere near their usual reps, and Al played 23 minutes. The game before that, he played seven. He played 37. So again, if the whole Kristaps thing is nonsense, which as you can tell, both Brian and I think it might be.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
If Al plays 35 minutes, a lot of his numbers will look good. And also, yes.
To be fair, they're saying active, potentially, with no minutes restriction. I don't know if they said no minutes restriction last time. I don't remember. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. Look, if he plays
last time,
he better be good. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I'm staying away from the money line, the spread. I may bet it live. We'll see how the game goes.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's a close.
We shall see. Brian, great as always. Adam Kaufman up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're live to right here. It's Game Time Decisions, and we are now joined here by Adam Kaufman. Did great work this weekend alongside Coach with betting above the rim. Timing, Adam, it was peculiar. They call you in after the Celtics finally gave up a game for a full weekend of finals talk. How are you?
What's really funny about that is, you know, I got the note, hey, can you do these shows with Scotty out in Vegas for a couple of days, like weeks ago. And, yeah. You know, as we got closer and closer and closer, Patrick, who was producing, I reached out to him. The Celtics up 3-0 in the series. And game four, obviously, was Friday night going into the weekend. I said, man, if the Celtics complete the sweep, what do we talk about this weekend? And so from a content standpoint, it actually worked out that Boston lost. And I know some Boston fans, well, you know, there are some out there that will admit nerves. I am not one of them. As you can see, I've gone full Sharapan today, rocking not only my Celtics support, but my NBA Jam support of the Jays, Tatum and Brown right here. I just think, you know, it's poetic. It's nice. Now, will I be saying this in a few hours? We'll see. But it's really nice that this team has an opportunity to close this thing out at home for a litany of different reasons. It's the 16-year anniversary of the Celtics' last title in 2008. It is 617 day, June 17th, which is the area code in Boston. I swear, like, people around here believe this is scripted, that it would turn out this way, especially with Kyrie Irving on the other side and everything. So I think there are a lot of people around these parts ready for a big night.
It is incredible because all of those things line up, and yet still they will not book the Celtics how they book them every single game they played prior to this series. It is unimaginable to me that the first time people you could see real value on Boston spreads are the NBA Finals. That is about as backwards as you possibly could imagine something going. The 6.5s have finally been moved up to 7s, Adam. But again, I don't think there was a single regular season game, and certainly no playoff games prior to this, where Boston laid less than 7 at home, and here we are in the finals.
No, you're right. And obviously the books are anticipating a bounce back, although the reason this number hasn't really moved is because there are enough people that just aren't sure what to do with the number and whether or not they should support Luka and the Mavericks keeping it close. And I get it. You know, I did bet the Celtics 6.5. You know, as you said, it's moved to 7. I bet the 6.5. In fact, I bet it at 7 before it moved to 6.5, and then I bet it again at 6.5. But I honestly don't know if that was with real conviction or if it was me just kind of being a homer and thinking, hey, the Celtics, you know, could steamroll these guys with an opportunity to and not want to see this series go back to obviously Dallas for a game 6. You know, nobody wants to see that scenario. But this does speak to going into the series when there were so many people on the Mavericks side and never really understood it. I think the Celtics are a dramatically better team. They have proven it time and time again, not only in this series, but throughout the year and throughout the playoffs. I was really into the correct score betting. I didn't think a sweep at that time was at all likely, nor did I see 7 as a likely scenario. So I was telling people, you know, take advantage of a big plus money opportunity and bet the Celtics in 5, bet the Celtics in 6. You know, go for those correct score outcomes. If either one of them hits, obviously, you profit a fair amount. Well, now it's set up to hopefully do that and cash in. But as far as tonight's game, you know, I just really do in my heart of hearts believe that the Celtics are going to kind of wake up from whatever malaise afflicted them in Dallas in game 4. But you know, whereas we've seen, Kevin, in some of these games, the Celtics, not in this series, but in previous series, there's like that one no-show performance. You know, we saw it against the Cavs. We saw it against the Pacers. And, you know, we saw it against the Heat, obviously. And yet, I didn't view, despite the 38-point loss, I didn't view Game 4 as that. To me, they looked too tight. They almost look like they were trying too hard to win it, to complete the sweep. I think they're going to be a little bit more relaxed tonight. And I know you were talking about this in the last segment with Brian, with Kristaps Porzingis coming back. And we'll see exactly what the workload looks like. But we do expect to see him out there on the floor as opposed to the last two games. I think it's going to be a big difference for this team, not only on the floor, but mentally.
Let me ask you with Kristaps quickly. If you were in charge of setting an over-under for Kristaps' minutes tonight, what do you think you would make that number?
I would probably make the number 15.5, something like that. You know, you got to consider the first two games of this series, he played, you know, upwards of, I was looking at it right before we came on. I've got the tab up, 21 minutes and 23 minutes. Porzingis played in games 1 and 2 after not having played in 5 weeks, as we know, due to a leg injury. Now, obviously, this is a different injury. He's been out for the last two games. He was technically available for game 4, but quote unquote, in certain situations. Well, now there's no minutes restriction, according to head coach Joe Mazzulla. There's no, again, in certain situations, he is just straight up available. And I think they have seen what, you know, Derek Lively did to them in double-doubling the last two games when he was a non-factor, with Porzingis matching his minutes in games one and two. No Porzingis, Lively went nuts. There's an urgency to get Porzingis back in the lineup and specifically to come off the bench to match up with Lively again in an effort to neutralize him. And I think we're going to see it, but I don't think it's going to be crazy. 25 minutes, I think somewhere in the 15 to 20 range.
I think the 15 and a half is a very solid number. I say this, and I promise this is not a slight to Boston. Everyone does this if they can get away with it. They have been lying about his injury all postseason long. They said he was going to play against the Pacers, and then they got a week off, and they were like, yeah, we'll see if he starts the series against Dallas. And then he couldn't crack 25 minutes. He barely played in the entire second half of game one. Immediately gets injured again. They're like, don't worry about it. He has an injury nobody's ever heard of, but he might play in game three. Lie. At game four, he's totally fine, only if we need him. We're down a million. We don't need him. Lie. He's totally free tonight. No minutes restriction, but he's absolutely not playing more than 20 minutes. Lie. The whole thing has just been nonsense, but again, that's because you can get away with it. We're going to get a couple more props. 100%.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Again, I'm not saying it's a negative thing, but it is what's happening. It absolutely is. We'll get a couple more props out of Adam, and also I want to see what he thinks about the Finals MVP market. That's next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, back with you right here on Sports Grid, joined by Adam Kaufman. Adam, let's start with this, because I really want to get your perspective and a very appropriate shirt for the conversation. The Finals MVP market.
Yeah.
What are you expecting? How do you see this playing out? Are you betting it?
I'm not betting it, so I guess we'll start there. But Jaylen Brown is right now the deserving favorite. He, I understand, came off of a dud in game four, but everybody came off a dud in game four. I mean, you'd be filthy rich if you did nothing but bet starter unders in game four on both teams. So, you know, that you sort of, statistically speaking, have to throw that game away. But it is relevant to the MVP conversation in that, obviously, Tatum didn't go crazy either, and you're just running out of games. The way that I look at it is there's no value in betting Jaylen Brown, and I believe that he is the favorite and is the, again, deserving favorite and should win it. But if you're looking for a path for it to be somebody else, and the only other somebody else, obviously, is Jason Tatum, short of, you know, the Mavericks coming back and completing history and doing something that's literally never been done in the NBA, which has come back from down 0-3 and win the series, then yeah, clearly it's Luka on the other side. You want to bet on history, be my guest. But if we're being realistic, and you're looking at this and saying, all right, well, the series might end tonight. So what can Tatum do tonight to leapfrog Jaylen Brown to win this award? I think it's very unlikely. I think Tatum would basically have to go nuts. You'd have to see a 40-plus point performance out of Jason Tatum and a quiet, like, 15-point game out of Jaylen Brown. And also, you know, a double-double, lots of rebounds out of Tatum. You know, Brown would have to just be, you know, again, somewhat pedestrian tonight. Now, what I will say is, let's say the Mavericks win tonight. Heaven forbid, given my shirt. But this has two more games and goes to a game six. That opens up a path to where Brown is just okay, you know, good, not great over the next two games, but Tatum is great the next two. You know, averages 30-plus points in games five and game six, and really just evens things out, finishes the thing strong, is a big part of Boston winning the series, and not just in terms of defensive impact and getting other, you know, teammates involved, but statistically, right there for the blind user on the box score who doesn't watch the games and is just stat humping, then I think you could look at it and say, all right, you know, you got a case here, Jason, but I think he's just running out of time to do it. The beauty of this, though, Kevin, is that I would say he really doesn't care. You know, they just want to win this championship. You know, they've talked ad nauseum about individual accolades and how important those are. And, you know, over the course of time, that conversation has gotten quieter and quieter because nationally they are viewed as failures and guys who cannot coexist and reach the promised land and NBA immortality. They want to completely wipe out that conversation. And the only way you do it is with a ring. And so that's the sole focus. Tatum doesn't care if he has 15 points, if they win by 15 points, or, you know, Brown doesn't care if he has, you know, 3 points and Tatum has 40, if they win series MVP, it does not matter. Much as like ESPN wanted to tell us at the end of the Eastern Conference Finals, start the whole, is Jason Tatum happy enough for Jaylen Brown and all of that, you know, driving a wedge between them. Nobody cares. As far as the MVP market though, I just don't think there's any sense in betting it right now. It's very clearly Brown.
I think that 100% their main priority is winning the title. I think Tatum absolutely would like to win finals MVP. And he's right to, because when you're one of the 10 best players in the world, winning that award matters. And it mattered to Steph. And it when he finally did it, it was a big deal. And it was. He, like, I know it was viral the other day, like the video of him crying, going back to the locker room, knowing he lost the award to Durant because he played terribly. Tatum's not crying. And I think he was happy for Jaylen Brown to win Eastern Conference Finals MVP. I don't think he'll be the first person to pop the bottle if they hand it to Jaylen Brown, is all I'll say. What do you think props-wise heading into this game tonight?
So, again, backs against the wall for Luka Doncic and the Mavericks. I think you have to go over on his points prop 32.5. And I would even strongly consider going over on his first quarter points prop at 9.5. We have seen that hitting routinely. He's usually around 12 or 13 points in the opening quarter because whereas the Celtics are so deep, so talented, and different guys can lead you on a given night, the Mavericks, it starts and ends with Luka, and then there are complementary pieces around him. To that end, I would go under on Kyrie Irving's points, 23.5. I'd go over on PJ Washington, 11.5. I think we are getting a huge discount on that line just because of what we saw in game four. He is generally routinely passing that here in this series. So those are the places that I would look. I know it's weird. Those are all Mavericks plays.
All right, great stuff from Adam. The Kid Six up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're back right here on SportsGrid. Some updates on the baseball board. Situation, I guess, is probably the best way. It has not been in our favor in this Phillies game. We had a base knock from Brandon Marsh, but it did not score Nick Castellanos. And we had a base knock from Bryce Harper. So 1.5 hit runs RBI, Brandon Marsh is halfway home. And then we had a base knock from Bryce Harper, but nobody was on base because Kyle Schwarber hit a two-run shot and then Trey Turner was out. So that's kind of the tricky thing. always, if you do bet an RBI prop, run scored, or just anything in general, right? Because we're not really betting hits. Minus 240, there's no real juice on those numbers, no value on those numbers, I think is really the way to say it. But the starting point for me is always truly batting average. And, I mean, Bryce has his pop, of course, and I think he could very well still hit a home run in this game. But you are reliant, and obviously I'm explaining stuff people already understand, but you're reliant on those guys to step up. That's not been the case. But it is a 2-0 lead right now for Philly. It is scoreless currently in this game between the Cardinals and the Marlins. Now, you got a situation where there have been some base runners, but just nobody able to capitalize specifically for St. Louis. It is 3-1 Pittsburgh, so runs against Paul Skenes in that first inning there. Steer had a double that did score Jameer Candelario, but Pittsburgh gets it directly back, which if you are somebody who's rooting in this Paul Skenes Cy Young movement, which is really what we're rooting, and we did get from 200 to 1 to 120 to 1. As long as he can steady the ship now, that is all fine, because that is really the key. Now, that first inning for Skenes is about as bad as it's going to get, right? Gave up work and didn't get any strikeouts. If he can still finish this, though, with 6 Ks, right? I think you're fine with that. And 6 innings, just no blow-ups. Another win could be on the board. They're certainly a live favorite in this game. And then quickly, the Boston Red Sox took that early 2-0 lead in this game. Tyler O'Neill with a solo home run with then also a Rafael Devers solo shot. So those guys actually went back-to-back there in that first inning against Kikuchi. Donnie Wrightside, who I know I always reference, especially when it comes to Major League Baseball betting, that Boston lineup has really started to jump off of the page for Donnie. And I know last night on Sunday Night Baseball, he got involved with that team, and you got a spot where they're popping off again. Quickly here, just while we have some time before Dave Sharapan joins us with Major League Baseball and the NL MVP's moving market, Mookie Betts right now is second amongst position players in the National League and wins above replacement at 3.8. First is not Ohtani. It's actually Ketel Marte at a 4. Ohtani is second at 3.5, a 3 for Bryce Turang, and nobody else is in that 3 zone. Now, they are not going to just hand the award out solely based on wins above replacement, but part of the reason that that board isn't copy-paste league MVP is there's also projecting of who can keep this up. The books don't expect Ketel Marte to be the best player in the National League. They don't expect Bryce Turang to be the best player in the National League. What I think is very interesting is Marcelo Zuna is a guy whose numbers, and I know there's been, you know, some Braves online conversations as to why is Ozuna so easily removed at times from conversations. A 322 batting average, 20 home runs, and 62 RBI right now actually sees Marcelo Ozuna legitimately, very legitimately, in the race for a Triple Crown. He only trails in the National League Louis Arraez for batting average and is the NL's leader in both RBI and home run. But Ozuna checks in with this 2.7 war. And what's interesting is I would typically chalk that up to, well, he's a DH. So is Ohtani. So I think that's really interesting. Now, Shohei, if you look, is starting to put some more power on the plate, batting 309 this year, 19 home runs, 46 RBI. But all of those are worse numbers than Marcelo Ozuna. The war is the war, and I know people can feel as if, baseball reference, I know there's different types of war. I know sometimes people get frustrated with the advanced numbers. What I can tell you is year in, year out, there's a correlation to wins above replacement and who wins league MVP. Year in and year out. However, Mike Trout 1 year very comfortably led the American League in WAR, and it didn't matter because Miguel Cabrera had a triple crown. In no world, is Marcell Ozuna going to have an NL triple crown and lose this award. It's not happening. So, we look for value. I actually think the Mookie 30 is interesting, just because we don't have it definitively down as to when or how long he'll be gone. Because it's on the board that anybody in front of him could miss some time. And he's also off to a strong enough, or such a good start, really, as a whole, of a year, right, that he can kind of make it back, right? But Ozuna at 13, while, say, you know, Fernando Tatis, right, is plus 950. What is the argument for Fernando Tatis? I think that's probably where you start to suggest, oh, well, maybe some of it's projection because he's batting 350 in the month of June. Some of that is popularity, and that correlates to where people are putting their money. But truly, Marcell Ozuna, versus Fernando Tatis isn't really a debate. Freddie Freeman versus Ozuna, I mean, it's hard to make that argument for Freddie. I do think Marcell Ozuna, part of the argument is, well, he's not going to keep this up. Baseball every year does have outlier performances. And that is what this is for Ozuna. Make no bones about it. The only other time, you know, we've seen him bat over 300 within the last 7-8 years was the shortened season, in which he was absolutely brilliant and flirted, I do think, with a triple crown that year, quite actually. But at 13-1, the Marcell Ozuna number is very interesting. It is. I'm trying to get a better read. I haven't looked into betting NL MVP. Mookie had the lead. I didn't feel we were at a point where we needed to. Kind of your eyes get drawn to a market, though, sometimes with an injury like Mookie's. And as I've gone through it, I can't give you a great reason as to why Ozuna is this far back. Not the favorite? No problem. Not the favorite? No problem. The fact that there's a 1 in front of his number compared to Bryce's, despite having the same wins above replacement, that's just tough. The favorite for the award's a DH. That's interesting, man. It's very interesting, and it's something we're going to keep an eye on. Why not? While we're here, are they live moving Paul Skeens? Still on 20-1. Come on. Come on, really? Same number as Yamamoto now.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
That's a big move. Big, big, big move on Yamamoto. Nevertheless, we are coming up against a break here, though. Let's double check any scores in these on these baseball boards. Nothing doing. A lot of game left, though. We hit this break. We come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the new series between the Boston Celtics and the Dallas Mavericks and the potential closeout that we could see tonight for Boston here at home. Next on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, a little baseball board update. Brandon Marsh hits, runs, RBIs in the door. Unfortunately, though, Kyle Schwarber grounds into a double play, which is bad timing. if he got on base, Trey Turner's up. Maybe we can get some going there for Bryce. It is what it is. It happens. Dave Sharapan, though, was in the mix with Pirates gear on. It is a Paul Skeens day, after all. How's it going, Consig?
It's good. I got the Celtics. I got the Celtics. I had to match the Buccos green hat, but I'm all Celtics up. Boston this, old school logo this. Please, Kevin, can we just end this series today?
Why?
I just want this. I it's over. That's it.
Why?
Although it'll be good for content. It'll be good for the books if we get a Dallas win tonight, because Dallas will win game six and we'll have a game seven. We'll talk about it all week. But I'm good. Like, I'm good. Aren't you good? I'm good. This is enough.
I'm not good.
Just done.
No. I'm good on the hockey.
Boston good on the hockey.
Hockey's good.
Boston in five.
No, we're good.
No.
Oh, Boston. Don't get me angry.
I'm not trying to get you angry.
That they had Boston in five now?
Boston in five, yeah. No?
Yeah, okay. No.
Don't get angry.
Look, you're going to get me angry. You're going to do it.
Get you angry. I mean, the Red Sox,
by the way,
the Yankees over the weekend. There's a lot of things happening there. You look great. You look like you were at the beach all weekend. Don't be angry. You look.
Yeah, we had a little time in the sun.
You would think
I lived out in Vegas, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Now, first of all, Boston is winning Game Six if there's a Game Six.
Oh,
all right.
I love this.
So, let me ask you that. Dallas wins tonight. Let me give you a score. 113-108. Dallas wins tonight.
Over.
113-108. What's the number in game six?
The number's already.
Not what you would post. Not what you would post. What will it be?
It's probably, I would probably post pick, and I'd be good with that. But you'll see the Dallas favored number. Dallas small. Dallas one.
Yeah.
I'd argue make Boston one, depending on the result. You think this game goes over? We finally get an over game? Did you just throw that number out?
I have the first quarter over. I am tired of Tony Bennett's Virginia Cavaliers monstarsing my NBA finals and finding me these 7-minute scoreless droughts in every quarter. The first quarter, though, has gone over in 3 out of 4 in this series. And that is me trying to sneak it out, quite frankly. It would be very fitting if this first quarter lands like 51 and then they wake it up. But there's been spots I've been right on this series, but one thing I've been wrong about is this being an over series.
Right.
Now, Dallas didn't learn offense until game four. Boston still hasn't.
Nope.
I would say this. If you're going to play over, I'd play alt.
Alt over.
I wouldn't play 210.5. I'd rather play. What do you get on 220 and a hook? Let's get a look here.
Whoa!
What do you
really
get for some alt?
Why don't you wait for the in game? We'll be on in game live.
No, why would you wait for the in game?
Then.
Why?
No.
Why? Yeah, I'd rather play.
Because if it goes
over
down,
two,
you make it a bigger number.
Yeah. No. Over 219.5 is +200. I'd much rather play that. I'd much rather play that than 210.5. Much rather.
Would you rather play over 206.5, though? In game?
No, because that means I want nothing to do with it.
All right.
I want nothing to do with it then when it's at 206.5. You know what I'm saying? That's no fun for me. That's no fun for me.
All right.
What's it called? The finals MVP stuff. Have you been hearing from people? I think Tatum is actually going to take this.
Whoa.
And I don't even think the books are open to it. Think about this. They're -275 to win the game.
Yep.
They're -3,500 to win the series.
Okay.
And the favorite at JB is -230. They don't love Jaylen Brown. He's their favorite, but they don't love him.
No. I'm surprised, actually, the plus is as big as it is on Tatum, to be honest. I mean, because that's the other one, right? And so as the book, you realize, well, they only really have two options if the Celtics win. So why would we could have Brown -230 and Tatum even money? They'll still bet Tatum. That number kind of tells me they're looking for a little bit of Tatum money. So I think you're thinking right. I would you if you think there's going to be a game six, do you have any Luka? Do you have any Luka?
Nah. I try not to get too angry. Like, if they're not gonna give it to him, they're not gonna give it to him.
Why are you angry? What's the root of this anger? I feel like
honestly, I'm angry now because I think McDavid should win the Conn Smythe, and it's getting me angry again about Zach Edey not winning Most Outstanding.
Every
if I'm
day.
Honest with you, it's Every driving me nuts. I can't get over it. I can't get over it. They need to go back and retroactively fix that.
I can't hear you.
Like, you know how they gave Reggie Bush the Heisman back? Like they gave they got to go give Zach Edey the Most Outstanding back.
Let that
like, they
go.
Messed that up.
You gotta let that go.
Why?
Just let it go. It's done.
All right. Can I tell you? I just stumbled across a random DK specials NBA versus MLB market.
Oh, love this! What do you got? What you
John Gray strikeouts? John Gray strikeouts against Kyrie assists. Money line.
Whoa.
Interesting. John Gray's been like working his way back from injury. He's not been doing a whole lot.
Right? Wait,
what's
what
that
is
about?
It John K strikeouts versus what?
Kyrie assists. Plus 180 on the assists.
So they're both around what? 5.5? 4.5? 4.5, 5.5?
5.5. 5.5 is plus over for Gray, and then 4.5 for Kyrie on the assists, I think is plus as well.
If you like
that, minus one away.
Doesn't Kyrie have a big game?
Eh. How about this? Kyrie Irving for a block against Adolis Garcia for a home run. Minus 130 on the block. How many Kyrie blocks do we have?
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Half.
How many Kyrie blocks do you think we have in this series?
A half.
Dave's not allowed to leave. We got to do some. There's no blocks. Be right back. There's no blocks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we're right back here on Sports Grid. One, forget the Maverick props against the Rangers. Two, I laugh on the way back in because I just had an update to my phone that said, update on Kawhi's hair. And I crossed my wires and read it as update on KW's hair.
Oh,
I didn't know what app that was, but
wow.
It's a good app. It's a good app if you can get it. Dave. Hey, let me ask you this. Kristaps is back, and you were
like, is
there,
he all
actually.
Back, Kevin, or is he just back in uniform again? Is he going to play or
I'll
what?
I'll tell you, guys in a room have none of it. They're not even hanging the props. None of the props. They're not posted. Why can't bother? I think it's a great move.
Can't do it. You have to make a decision. Business first, and we would love to have more business, but – do we know he's playing? If I ask you, the most unbiased man in sports media right now, and you don't know,
thank you, sir.
Sam doesn't know in the back or Koski or whoever. Like, if we don't know, we're putting it up.
Right.
I don't need that aggravation.
I asked.
Coming in 1 minute, everything goes under. There's a whole nother scandal. We don't want any scandals. Just leave it off the board.
I asked Adam Kaufman this. I'll tell you his number after you tell me yours. If you had to book his minutes tonight, They're hanging a minutes prop for Kristaps. What's the number?
I think a fair number would be 9.5. And
ooh,
big middle opportunity.
Well, big middle opportunity.
You put more than that? I mean, I was going to say I'll go really
not me.
Low. I'll go if
not
Adam
me.
Wants to go low. I'll go low.
He went 15.5.
Well,
he went
Adam,
15.5.
This is why Adam does the shows, and that like that's good to know. But it's lower. I don't know if he's playing.
But it's Come Listen, on. But it's under. You're saying it's under. Zeros pay out in this market. Zeros pay out. That's the thing. You ain't getting it back if he doesn't check in. That means that you made a bad number. Hey, look, that's how it goes sometimes.
It's like Price is Right. You have to bid a dollar. If somebody bids a dollar and it goes under 1 minute, he steps on the court 30 seconds, all the unders cash. We can't put 15 and a half. What are we moving to if they deluge us with unders? No, can't do it.
Got to be careful. Dave, before you get out of here, yes, I'll tell you my best bet of the NBA Finals tonight.
P.O.D.?
It's Bryce for an RBI. He's getting no help from the rest of the Phils. None. But he's coming out this half inning, so maybe we'll see. Maybe he goes deep.
Get it done.
But keep tabs.
Perfect.
Keep tabs. Luka to lead the series. Excuse me. I lied. Luka to lead the game in assists. Even money.
Like
minus
this.
180 elsewhere.
Okay.
Minus 180 elsewhere.
I like this.
I think we've got ourselves a good one here tonight. Clear bounce back spot. And then that first quarter over I mentioned. That's where the eyes are for tonight.
I like what you're doing. I really like what you're doing with that. What's the POD is the Phillies. What else did I want to ask you? You involved in a college baseball? College baseball's rad. Have you got anything working today? Can I get a sweat for you?
Listen, Coach has been putting out shady records on his college baseball picks. He claims to be red hot and likes Kentucky. So I'm thinking it's A&M all the way. That's my read.
See how you see things? Those glasses are clear, but you see things. You know what I'm saying? Give me the clear.
Yeah.
Give me the clear. All right. I like that.
Should I do the rest of the show without him?
No.
No, I don't think so. I think my head would start to hurt, quite frankly. quickly, before you go, look, I know you got a lot coming up. There's weather totals at Wrigley and Coors. Any thoughts? 10.5, 12.5?
Over, under. Over in Wrigley, under in Colorado. How are we doing?
Can I just say, because you're such a pro and you're very smart, I didn't think you were going to specify. I thought you were going to go over and under, and leave it. And just leave it.
That's what the guys do at the window. They do that at the window. They come up and say, give me the over, give me the under. And then you don't know which one, and then they give them the tickets. We can't do that.
I like that.
Take it home.
How about that?
I got to go do the show with Ranieri. Go Celtics.
All right, enjoy. Enjoy. And go Celtics with a Pirates hat on. I don't know. This guy's lost. In this series... which is ultimately overall looking like it could be a profitable one for the people. I did have one of my more heartbreaking losses, which was the 30-30-30-30 parlay. I will not play that tonight. But anybody like a Tatum-Luka 35-35 situation? Anyone? I guess we'll find out. In-game live next right here on Sports Grid.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at AbilityChiro.com. That's AbilityChiro.com.